This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talk a lot about CEOs on this program, a whole lot, because the decisions that CEOs make can matter to the business and, if it's a big enough company, to the rest of us as well. What we don't talk about all that much is what a listener named Leslie Evanson wrote in to ask us, which was, what do CEOs actually do all day? It's a good thing, then, that we've got a series where you all get to ask questions and we answer them. It is called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer. By brain work and blade work.
Sally Herships has today's installment.
CEOs are busy. Most of the companies I contacted said their CEOs were too busy to let a reporter talk to them about what they do all day. So while I kept searching, I met with Andrea Pratt. He teaches economics at Columbia Business School and studies how CEOs spend their time. So what do CEOs do all day?
Over 80% of their time is spent in interaction with other people.
Meetings. CEOs go to meetings. And Pratt says most of the meetings are with people inside the company.
I mean, I feel like meetings have this reputation for being really, you know, they take too long, nothing gets accomplished.
Surprisingly, that's actually not what we find.
Pratt says the more time a CEO spends in meetings with employees, the better the company does. He says CEOs need to be steering the ship inside, which happens mostly via meetings. And that's what I finally found at the two companies that agreed to let me talk to their CEOs. First, Happy Family, which makes organic food for babies and kids. 37-year-old Shazi Visram is CEO.
So I wanted to go to the bathroom like 20 minutes ago, but see, that's what happens.
Visram is talking about getting sidetracked by trying to check in with her 80 full-time employees, something she says she tries to do whenever she's in her New York headquarters, like today. I trailed her for a whole day. There was a group meeting to look at sketches of designs for product packaging.
These feel very close to me.
A one-on-one check-in about the design of the company website.
It was sort of that mash of images.
So now this is all one section, so it's a timeline.
A meeting to taste test new potential products.
Banana, carrot, blackberry. Oh, that's runny. Didn't look like a good face. Oh, dear. Sorry.
And more meetings is what I found at Sealed Air, a New Jersey-based company with 25,000 employees. Among other products, it makes bubble wrap at a giant plant in Secaucus.
We have enough bubble wrap in here to reduce the whole level of stress worldwide by at least like 1 degree.
I just have to ask, do you guys ever come in here and pop the bubble wrap?
59-year-old Jerome Peribere is CEO. And after we toured his plant, he pulled out a printed itinerary of his schedule for the day.
So if you wanted to know how my day, like a typical day, is composed on. So this morning I arrived at the office around 7:15, 7:30.
He caught up on emails, he had a phone meeting, a town hall meeting, and the schedule for the rest of the day, more meetings.
That's going to be my day.
Okay.
Thank you. So let's go.
Back at Happy Family, Visram says she does a little bit of everything, sales, marketing, management. She says being a CEO requires a certain personality type.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bossy, but in a good way. If a corporate culture is all about collaboration and there's no one person who can say, you know what, this is great, but we're going to do this and this is why, I think, you know, you're asking for chaos.
Andrea Pratt says CEOs put in just over 11 hours at work every day, but he says they probably work more. Visram says when she started her company, she could get so busy she used to sleep on the floor of her office with a little blue blanket and a yoga mat she still keeps in the corner. She was earning $36,000 a year. So when people bring up that touchy subject of high CEO pay...
I believe that for the folks that are in that position, and many of them have really earned it and they've paid their dues.
Peribere says CEOs should be paid for the value they create.
You have CEOs who have created zero value during their tenure. I think it is unfair to have very high salaries from people who have created zero value.
Peribere says not everyone can do the job of CEO. You have to be able to lead an entire company. Then there are all those meetings and the long hours. It's the end of the day, and Happy Family CEO Shazi Visram still hasn't eaten lunch.
So 5 o'clock, leaving the office, but the work continues.
Leaving the office to get out of the office in order to be able to do work.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Go ahead. Tell us what you've always wondered. We've got a spot you can do that on our homepage. It's marketplace.org.